I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Tony today. It was such an amazing, and I'm going to use the term, refreshing experience. And I think when you listen to this week's episode, you'll feel the same way. You know, I've always said for years that, you know, a loss is a loss. No matter who we lose, whether it be a grandparent, a friend, a sibling, a loss is a loss. And we grieve them for the rest of our lives here in the physical world. But to have Tony's family validate everything for him, things that have gone on in the past, present, and future, was just truly amazing. I hope you all enjoy this inspiring, refreshing, peaceful reading today. God bless. Oh, Antonio, but people call you Tony.
Yes.
Well, very nice. I didn't mean to startle you before. What happened. So anyone that is going to be on the podcast, I just like pop in, like no warning. I just, you know, it's almost like Glenda from The Wizard of Oz, right?
You saw my eyes just...
Literally saw your eyes like, oh, it really is her. Like, because I don't think people think like they're going to really think that it's me, or it's going to be like, wait, is she really going to come? Is this really going to happen? You know?
I think it hit me like 5 minutes beforehand, be like, this is really happening.
How did you end up on Hey Spirit?
I was listening to, I'm a TikTok person. I just flip over and I ended up seeing you on TikTok and I'm like, I didn't realize you had a podcast. So I'm like, let me start listening to it. And then out of the blue, I'm like, you know what? Let me just try. And I sent an email, and then months later, it was just like, is this really happening again? So I'm very excited.
I'm very excited to have you today. I always tell people I consider it such an honor and privilege to be able to do what I do. And the fact that people trust me with the souls of their departed loved ones means the absolute world to me. So I want to thank you for all your support, because without you, I couldn't do what I do. So I thank you for all of your support. I'm always blown away by the things that Spirit has me say and do during someone's reading. Those are the things that really get me during someone's session. And it's kind of interesting because I feel like I'm just sitting here talking to you. I always like to give my little speech, but I can literally feel like Spirit or something or someone pushing me quicker to get to the other side, like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So I am very excited to see what is going to happen. Where are you from?
So I'm in Elmwood Park, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah. You're not far from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think behind any of the laughing or the kidding around that your loved ones might have me do that this is easy for me. It's the hardest thing that I have to do. But I wouldn't trade what I do for anything. And it's the most natural thing for me to do as well. I'll share with you how they're communicating with me, how they're communicating with other souls on the other side. And the thing that I find amazing about that is maybe your loved one died suddenly or unexpected, or you were afraid the way that they died, they weren't safe and at peace. Or maybe you watched them suffer for years with a disability or a disease that literally took away their personality. To really show you that personality again validates that they are completely at peace. You're young, and as soon as I got to the other side, there were four souls that stepped forward. So I found that interesting. The first soul that steps forward, I'm going to start with the father figure. So is your dad departed, if not a grandfather?
Grandfather's departed.
Okay. And who is the young male that is departed? Young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time.
That would probably be my cousin.
Okay. And was he like a brother to you?
He was a close cousin. He lived in the same house. So, yeah.
Okay. You have to understand, they make me feel that companionship. I love how he's bringing forward the other souls to validate that, because he shows me that he left very quickly. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
To validate that his soul is at peace with God by bringing forward the grandfather. And where does the mother come in that's departed as well?
My grandma.
Okay. So know that all of the souls are together. Who's the young female that died? You have the aunt?
My aunt passed away, yes.
I just want to validate that they're all together, because your grandmother said, oh, tell him we have the sister. So that's why that's...
Okay, yeah, yeah. That was three people that in my head that I thought was going to come in, you just mentioned. Grandma, my aunt, and my cousin.
But not your grandfather?
Well, as far as the closeness of just knowing them. But yeah, anybody.
Listen, but what I love in this moment, Tony, is that you weren't even expecting your grandfather to step forward. First soul to step forward to say, listen, whether if he's the first one that was over there, because he looked at me, he goes, I've been over here a long time. I earned that right to come forward first. Is that true? Is he gone for some time?
He's gone for some time. All my grandparents have passed away. So I'm not sure which one.
Okay. Well, I feel I'm gone for a very, very long time. Now, look, you have to understand, you know, this is the thing that I want people to realize. Like, I lost my grandparents. I was well in my 40s. So I was extremely fortunate to have my grandparents who were like my parents as well till I was well into my 40s. So it's not always so common when people say, oh, you know, yeah, of course their grandparents died. So validating that all of the souls are together. And what I love is that I'm going to just refer to your cousin as a brother because it was a male. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
That because of the way that he died, he says, I need you to know that my soul is at peace. And I don't want you to feel that I am suffering. Or more importantly, because he made me feel like that. I don't know. Do you feel that people don't talk about him enough? Or that he's not celebrated enough? You have to interpret that on how you feel, but he made me feel like, I don't want you to feel that the way that I died defined who I was. Like no one is ever going to forget about me. So does that make sense to you?
It does. He, out of the group that we were just discussing, he's the first one that passed away, and he was the youngest one too. And it seems like every year that passes, it's kind of like nobody talks about it as much as what we used to.
Even though nobody is forgetting about me. There's a part of me, was there a separation to him prior to the departure? So when a soul shows me East Coast, West Coast, it's just my symbol for that. I don't care what the separation is or was, emotional, geographical, communication, not being able to see him prior to the departure. Because when a soul steps forward and they say to me, I want to take responsibility for my part in the separation. So whether if you didn't get to see him prior to the passing or see a lot of him.
Yeah. So before it all happens, even though he lived with us, I think we all had our lives and it, yeah.
What I love is he's saying, this is the first thing he wants to say, I'm taking responsibility for my part. I'm taking my responsibility for not being a part of whatever. Mm-hmm. Not wanting you to feel like, oh, I should have taken more time. I should have maybe asked him to do things or see what he was up to or included him, whatever it is. He says, I want you to know that I have to take responsibility in that part too, because I formed that separation as well. Mm. Now, who passed from the chest? How do you connect with your grandmother with the breathing and or the chest? She's laboring my breathing. So spirit will make me feel how they left the physical world. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she stepped forward. She labored my breathing and was like, please tell him I don't want him to worry. I wasn't afraid to die.
Oh, that can be either or. Oh, my grandma's. I don't know if I can say much.
You listen, you could say whatever you want. It's not going to affect your reading. Messages, signs, and symbols don't always just have to be from one person. Spirit is having me bring this up for a reason. So depending on whether if they were alone or the illness, whatever the situation is or was, I was told, I don't want him to worry about me. I don't want him to feel that I was afraid or that I was scared to die. How do you connect with the grandmother on your mom's side?
She's my everything. She was like a mother to me.
Because I said, I need you to separate yourselves then. And then she stepped forward. She had me write mom, mom's mom right here. I doodle as I channel. So know that she steps forward and she says, I cannot have you worrying about me. I am and will always be your everything. It's almost like, now I know why I shared with you my connection with my grandparents. Because when my grandmother died, I felt like I lost my mom.
Yeah.
And to have that bond, especially in today's world with a grandparent, is something so special. But she is, as I'm talking to you, she's over there pinching your cheek. She's tapping your face, like almost like my grandmother used to do this thing where she used to go, mujer, mujer, like, and she would just like pinch your cheeks and kiss you on the face. I feel like always that's did. What she's doing.
Always did. Always did.
But those are the little things, right?
Yeah.
To validate that her soul, she says, I don't want you to feel or to, because I don't know. She was ill prior to her departure. Is that correct?
Correct. She had different complications.
But you were not expecting her to die when she died. Is that correct?
She was in the verge of at home, peacefully.
Well, only because she keeps showing me this thing of where, like, you were always there. You were always there for her. You were right by her side, right by her side. And then you feel that you weren't there for the second that she needed you. And she says, he was always right by my side, loving me, encouraging me, and giving me the strength to breathe. So know whatever that means for you, Tony, know that your grandmother is saying, I know that you were always right by my side and that you would have done anything for me to keep me here. But you knew that it was time for me to let go and for me to leave the physical world, even though you never thought I was actually going to or that that day would really come.
Yes.
She says, but I want to thank you for releasing my soul here in the physical world and telling me that it was okay to go.
I did.
But then I feel still, Tony, in this moment of saying, but wait, I didn't think she was really going to die. Does that make sense?
It does. It was very, I don't even know how to say it, like surreal. I mean, we all had our moment to just kind of, it was that point when you think that it will pass, but in your head, it's like, it's not going to happen. And I did whisper that to her ear.
So know that there was nothing left unsaid. Know that she heard you. And she said, you felt her soul physically leave the physical body. Is that correct?
I did.
Know that what you felt, Tony, was your grandmother's soul, and that was her. know that it was not your imagination. It wasn't wishful thinking, because she keeps showing me that you still have this amazing bond with her. And you sense and feel her as if she's literally sitting right beside you right at this moment, because she just made me get a chill from head to toe. That's my symbol for where you can feel her soul. Is that correct?
I do. I do all the time. I talk to her all the time. And it feels like sometimes, like out of the blue, I get a memory of, and it's the same memory over and over in my head. It's like she's here with me right now. It's just...
And she says, that was one of my favorite memories as well. That's why you keep seeing it. And it's like, this is how I want you to remember me. This is how I want you to remember us. I don't want you to remember me. And I don't mean to sound so dramatic, but spirit sometimes, Tony, has to get me to say things to an extreme, because she made my legs feel numb and started jumping up and down, which means that she can move freely on the other side. So she goes, I don't want you to remember me frail. I don't want you to remember me not having any strength, because she literally made me feel like you holding her hand, and then I can feel her squeeze my hand back. And then after she dies, it's literally, I can see the peace on her face.
That's one of my vivid memories. At like the last couple days, she really couldn't speak, and just holding her hand, you know, just she will grip my hand, and it's kind of like knowing that she is hearing me, because it was a very.
Your grandmother made me just feel so emotional. Anyone can sit back and say, "Oh yeah, well, of course he lost his grandmother," you know. But to have this moment, I didn't have those moments to sit with my loved ones when they left the physical world. So for your grandmother to describe exactly, how would I know that? You were the only one that knows it, because you were the only one in the room.
Yeah.
Validating that she heard you, and more importantly, that her soul is at peace. And I don't think I've ever said this to someone before. She made me feel like in everything that you prayed for had happened. It's almost like that she would have been greeted by other loved ones, that she saw God and was immediately brought to heaven. Whatever it is, like, she made me feel like everything that you prayed for and visualized for her and manifested for her, no, that has happened. And I looked at her and I said, manifest? I said, I've never heard a soul have me say to someone that they manifested a beautiful, peaceful transition, departure here in the physical world, or even what it would be like on the other side.
That's actually amazing to hear. Amazing to hear. I do remember of just hoping and praying that my great-grandmother was there, my aunt was there.
Well, they were there. They were there. They were there to greet her and take her home. Did she not call you Tony? Did she call you Antonio? Or did she call you Aunt? What did she call you?
So
I feel like she doesn't want me to call you Tony. She's like, don't call him Tony. That's not what I called him. And I'm like, well, what did you call him? And I don't understand what she's saying.
So in Spanish, she would call me Tonito.
Because I wanted to say Antonio or like AJ. And I'm saying to her, I don't understand what you're saying. And then she literally got like, and this is not negative. This is like a very positive thing, because I feel like this is how she would be. Like, she like rolled her eyes and was like, oh, who is this person? Like, where'd they get her from? Like, she... Like, how could you not know? Like, this is my Antonio. Like, this is him. How could you not know?
I love it.
But I love how she's like, don't you dare call him Tony. I'm like, okay. Okay, I won't.
She was amazing.
I don't feel like you really do remember her sick. I feel like she made me feel like you do visualize her free and her at peace and her the way that she was before she got sick. And I felt like that this moment is all about just validating your spiritual connection that you still have with her. And more importantly, what you believe or what she taught you or what you discussed about an afterlife, that is exactly what it's like, but a million times more radiant, a million times more peaceful and beautiful than you could ever imagine.
That's amazing.
Do you visualize her by water or something with water? Like, I don't know if it's like a brook or like a waterfall or like a lake. Do you connect with water or is that one of your signs?
Water.
So water. Are you into astrology?
I am a little bit, yes.
I don't know a lot about it, but she's showing me like your water sign, like if you're air or fire or water. So I don't know.
I mean, I love the ocean. I lived in Hawaii for a little bit. And actually, I have a little pendant that has kind of like the waves.
See, sometimes it takes a minute.
I'm nervous.
She keeps bringing me by the water. And she's like, look how beautiful. And she made me feel like that you connect with water.
I can see that. I can. Okay. I can't say. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can.
No.
Before I'm like, water.
Listen, these are the moments when people don't get it. Then they're dipping into my DMs over there. Oh, I got the water. I remember the water. But this is the validation of, and I'm going to say this because she showed it to me again. She's validating that you still have this connection, knowing what you love, how you connect with her. And there's something, because she keeps making me feel like that you're trying to grow or understand your spirituality a little bit more or your connection. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. I feel that I sometimes have that connection, a strong connection, like the visual, sometimes visual or smell or sight.
Okay.
It just comes and goes, and I'm trying to figure that out as well.
The best way is when it happens, that's what you'll figure out. But she made me feel like that water is a big connection for you. So whether if it's you're by the water, I get some of the best information for the day when I'm in the shower. And listen, not that spirit's watching me showering or anything.
That was my question. Do they see this?
No. I just get a lot of my information. I get a lot of things that pop into, but I connect with water. So, and again, this is something that I typically don't share with people, but there's always a reason why spirit has me talk about certain things, say certain things. And this is one of the reasons why I say why I'm good at what I do, because this has nothing to do with me. This has to do with your loved ones just using me as that vessel to validate for you that your connection is there. It's real. It's getting stronger. But the stronger it gets, the more weary you get or the more nervous you get or like, oh my God. I don't know if you're starting to meditate or like if you're trying to meditate more, just even quieting your mind. But I keep seeing this thing with visualizing water and something about waterfalls. And just like even maybe like a little babbling brook, like because I can hear the water. So know that that will be a strong connection for you. And also almost say like a safe place for you to explore your gift.
Okay.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. you know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. You have your grandmother's jewelry? Because she tells me that her jewelry is very important to you.
What always is that? Close to my heart. So this is her wedding ring. Always. Every time she pops in my head, I'm always holding it.
Okay. It's not a coincidence. And it's not a coincidence that she's telling me this now. Like the jewelry, when you're holding onto it and then you think of her, that's not a coincidence. That's her reinforcing and validating for you that she is right by your side. She also made me feel like, but I almost feel like that your aunt, now how was your grandmother related to your aunt?
Her daughter.
So this was your mom's sister, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when I said to you earlier about the sister, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Only because she steps forward and she goes, Teresa, he was my mother's favorite. He was her favorite. She says, nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to say it. I'm going to tell you, once he was born, it was all over for all of us. But I want to explain to you when spirit says things like that. And I love that your grandmother wasn't the one that said it. I love that your aunt was the one that said it. But what this validates is it doesn't literally mean that you are the favorite and no one else mattered. What this is doing, Tony, is validating the bond and relationship that you shared with your grandmother. But I am also going to say this. Your aunt said, but this is the thing about him, Teresa. He's such a sweet boy. Everything and every person in his life, he loves with everything that he has. She says he is so special and so such an amazing young man. And we are all so incredibly proud of him. And I felt like, and I'm saying they say, don't be afraid to take a chance on you. Hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. I feel like I think about others more than I think about myself.
Your grandmother just told me that you sometimes hear her voice. Is that correct? Or you think you hear her call your name?
Not recently, but in the past I've heard. Okay. But I would doubt myself that
Of course.
I'm not hearing this.
Yeah, I try that too, but that doesn't work. But yeah. What I love what she's doing in this moment is validating your bond and connection, your spiritual connection. And what I love is what she's saying, yes, this happened years ago, even though it recently has not happened. It just means that she's communicating with you differently. On a stronger level as well. Because you literally feel her. But it's like, you know, like you can feel her presence. You know, and then I'm going to say, they are in the room with you right now. You can feel it. Because I'm watching the shadows. I can see them moving beside you. I can see them standing beside you, right behind you. And then I watch them switch sides. So if you feel like a breeze, or you feel something go by, or you feel, no, it's their souls that are around you at this exact moment.
Oh, okay.
A little freaky, right?
It is. I get the little chills. So.
But when those things happen, know that it's their soul that is literally like moving through you, validating their presence and that they are with you at that exact moment. You had the dreams as well?
I have, yes.
Know that they're visitations. I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So your grandmother just told me that we have shown you that we're okay. So when you have a dream and you remember your loved one vividly and they're perfectly healthy, smiling, happy, it could be for a split second, maybe they actually speak to you, know that it is the soul as a visitation showing you that they're okay.
That's great.
I feel like that it was not a coincidence that you discovered me on TikTok. I felt like that this was total divine guidance from your grandmother. She says, because this was all strictly validation for you. People come for an experience for many different reasons. And I kind of find your experience today very refreshing in a sense, if you don't mind me using that. Because I can feel how, yes, how sad you are without all of your loved ones. But yet there's this healing power inside of you that you know that they're around you and you feel it, you know it, and your grandmother is here just saying, I just want you to trust it. Hmm. Trust in it and know that it's real. Believe in everything that we discussed. I feel like you discussed the afterlife with her. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. It was one of those things. She lived upstairs when I was little. So every time when I had a chance, I'll go upstairs and she'll, you know, it was one of those like TV shows where she'll bring out the album of pictures and tell me stories. And well, you know, she was all about she had the big Bible that she always had with her and prayers. And
you carry out all of those traditions.
Yes.
Whatever it may be, or with whomever it may be. But she says, I don't want you to be afraid to take these leaps of faith. Are you married?
No.
Do you live with someone?
I do. I do. Okay. I live with my partner.
Perfect. Because she made me feel like that the world is your oyster. Like you can have everything that you dream of. Hmm. Marriage, children, it's here for you for the taking. But you have to just take that leap of faith and be like, I'm doing it.
Yeah. That's funny. My partner called me an hour ago and he's like, good luck. And he's like, I hope she talks about me. There we go. And we actually talked about marriage a day ago.
I just got the chills. Validating for you. This does not mean that then you call up your partner and say, yeah, you know, my grandma said, we're getting married. Listen. But this is what I talk about. It's your free will choice. This is what I talk about free will choices. This is your free will choice. If you choose to, validating that when you had the conversation, her soul was present, supporting your choices and decisions. Hmm. And to trust yourself and to know what they're bringing me back to the very beginning of the reading when they had me say to you how proud we are of you. Proud of who you are and always supporting you. Always remember to love, honor, and respect yourself more than we do. Like, how amazing is that? She wants you to trust everything more because you've never had this feeling before that you've had with your partner. There's this ease to the relationship that I've never had before.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
So know that I was going to say she, and then I saw all your loved ones surrounded. They support you in your decisions. Just always know that whatever you choose, they support your choices and decisions.
That's great. That's amazing to hear.
So I love how they chose to kind of end the session with your partner with just an hour before. Oh, what are they going to talk about me? Like being like, because it was almost like, all right, we got to talk about this. But, you know, what people don't realize is that in such a beautiful way, how spirit, I'm going to use spirit, but I'm going to say your grandmother, because it's almost like she takes that forefront of like, here she is. And everyone's behind and saying, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. You're a blessing.
That's great.
And I know how much you love me, how much you miss me. But thanking you for the way that you allowed me to leave the physical world with dignity and grace, and knowing that that was the hardest thing that you had to do was to let me go. But it was time. You also have pictures, because now she showed me pictures. She keeps showing me this one memory that you keep having, but then all of a sudden she showed me three photos at one time. But I feel like they were when you were young.
I do have a picture of her in my office with my little puppy that's sleeping right next to me. But that's, yeah, one of her.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This is how I want you to remember me. Knowing that my soul is free and at peace, loving, guiding, and protecting you, and will forever be proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ah,
what a beautiful, peaceful, I can't explain it. It's so, I'm going to use the term refreshing.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you have to realize what I've learned over the years from what I do is there's a lot of tragedy out there. And I just came back from tour. And sometimes a lot of, you know, when you're doing these big shows with thousands of people and, you know, there's just so much tragedy, murders, suicides. And so to have this, this is what I meant by refreshing. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I was coming in here thinking, you know, who am I to be, you know, to be in your presence? You know, I know a lot of people are, you know, grieving and having their, you know, I guess more, like you said, murders, mm-hmm. you know, difficult things. And I always, in my head, was trying to figure out, like, why me?
Why not? Because you lost someone and you've lost loved ones. Yeah. And you want to validate and make sure that they're with you and helping you and continuing to guide you on your journey here in the physical world. How beautiful is that? And for me to be able to share something similar to you about my grandparents, to have that bond, and that not everyone has that. I found your experience today to be so refreshing, peaceful, and validating. And I loved it. So thank you.
This session, it validated a lot of my thoughts. And thank you so much. This really does help me a lot, because sometimes I feel like, am I crazy and thinking these things that come into my head? And it's just a little bit of like trying to teach myself comfort. Yeah. Trying to teach myself like what is what and what's going on. But just to know that my grandma's always around, it's always great to hear.
And to trust it and to know that they're getting your attention for a positive reason. Well, it was an absolute honor and a privilege to share my gift with you, Tony. And I want to thank you for taking that chance and just reaching out, because it
Teresa,
was such an amazing experience. Your loved ones did an incredible job.
I'm so excited to meet you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
too.
Everything this moment.
Oh, this is awesome.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My name is Tony. I'm from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. It's funny, the three main people that I wanted to come through, of course, my grandmother, number one, I always wanted to come through. Then it was my aunt and my cousin. One of the things that I walked in here, you know, I was thinking, okay, this person's going to come in. This person's going to probably come in. You're going to talk about this. No. It went a whole other side of just validating of more what I've been feeling, my experiences, what I think I see or sense, just validating that it is true. It is my grandmother talking to me. It is my grandmother near me. It's a very good feeling. I'm just validating that I'm not crazy. The one main thing is the jewelry that I had from my grandmother. This is the one thing that I never take off because I feel like I'm closer to her with this, and it's always a memory, and I'm always constantly holding. So when she said I had a jewelry of hers, that kind of really hit home. And another thing, as far as when she was passing away, I did hold her hand, and it was one of those moments where we all took turns kind of to spend some time with her, just knowing that, you know, it was her last days. And when I spent some time with her alone, I held her hand, and even though she couldn't communicate with me, it was one of those things of me just letting her know that, you know, if you need to go, you know. And she did hold my hand and kind of tighten it a little bit. So it was a very emotional moment, and it just kind of brought me back a little flashback of that memory. And that's something that it's only, I had that experience only with my grandmother, and she nailed it. I'm not alone. I have my grandmother that's always around me, which was very validating. Just, I guess, trust my senses, trust what I'm doing, and just go with my gut feeling. There's things that she just said that nobody else would know. Just want to say thank you. There was one of the biggest things when I got that email that I was going to talk to Teresa. The first thing that came up was, why me? It just came out of nowhere, to be honest with you. And then at the end, it's kind of like when I got the email, it's like, why me? And, you know, everything happens for a reason, as Teresa says, you know, and I believe that this was meant to happen to actually guide me to what I need to know. But the experience itself was amazing. And I think it just gives me a new chapter in life of how to see things in a clearer picture.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.